So let's bring him in because, first thing I saw when I got up this morning at about 3:30, quarter to 4, was a winter storm watch for our area. Good morning, Mr. Pagano.
Good morning. And just in case you would like to know, I was sitting on Skype for at least 2 minutes before I hung up and you dialed again, but I was listening to your conversation the whole time.
Wow, and it didn't show up here at all.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Well, it goes along with my morning so far.
The National Weather Service issued a winter storm watch for late Thursday night into Friday evening. And it's justified. You know, we've been talking about this all week long. There's no secrets here. Again, how much mixing comes in will determine exact accumulation. So today is just going to turn partly sunny. It's going to be a nice mild day, 60. Cold front will go by late this afternoon, so it's going to turn cooler this afternoon. And then tonight's going to be clear and cold, 20 to 25. Your Thursday, sunny and chilly in the mid-30s. Late Thursday night, snow will develop after midnight. And then on Friday, snow or a wintry mix of times. Highs in the low 30s, we are expecting 6 inches or more. And then on Saturday, sun and clouds, low 30s by Sunday, partly cloudy late day snow showers with highs around 40 degrees. So it should be a pretty decent weekend from what I can tell. The worst of our weather will obviously be Friday.
And what time will it all, what time do you think it'll all wrap up?
I think it should all wrap up before the sun sets on Friday.
All right. So now, last night was the opening ceremonies for the Junior Nationals, and it was raining steady, and it was like 40-some degrees, but they had all the athletes parade in Salisbury down to the green at the White Hart. Several hundred people showed up on the green to greet the athletes. They lit the flame to start the games. Because the folks at the Salisbury Winter Sports Association, they're not going to let a rain or they're not going to let snow or ice or anything get in their way. They always get the job done.
Good.
They are some of the most persistent, incredible volunteers I've ever seen. But it really is very, very nice. Every 5 years this comes to town where jumpers from all over the country come to compete to make the junior national team. And it's a big deal, and so it's a lot of fun. Now, we were talking about a show yesterday, and we got all convoluted. What was that the show we were talking about? Not America's...
America's Got Talent.
No, America's Got Talent is on NBC. It was the singing one.
The Voice?
I don't know. Anyways, the show we were talking about is on ABC. It's on ABC, and I forget what it is. I really do. I don't know what show it is.
Well, that's a good thing.
Well, I don't watch much TV like that. You know, I just don't. The Voice is on NBC, so I don't know. American Idol is on ABC.
Okay.
Yeah, right, American Idol. Right. I don't watch much TV like that, so I'm lost. I'm like a babe in the woods when it comes to that. So, anyways, did you get all your movie selections in?
No, not yet. I have to do that. That's another thing I have to do. Isn't that something?
Yeah. When do you have to get them in by?
This weekend.
Yeah, because Pat votes when you see the Academy Awards, and you don't like what happens. Just let me know, and I'll pass it along to Pat.
Yeah. Well, I'm just one little pea in a pod. That's all.
Well, I watched...
In the meantime, yeah.
I watched some interesting movies. I wouldn't call them the greatest movies in the world, but I watched the new Ghostbusters movie and enjoyed it.
My sister watched that. She liked it.
It was a nice remake. It really was. It was a nice remake. I can't complain about that. There was another movie that I watched, an action movie, The 355, about a bunch of women that kick serious butt. The Power of the Dog.
Right. How'd you like that?
I liked it. Did you like it?
Yeah. That's nominated for Best Picture.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have the ability to think. If I like something, I just like it. Like, I like the movie, and it's not nominated for anything, Free Guy. I thought that was a fun movie to watch.
Yeah, that's not nominated.
No, but that was a fun movie to watch. So.
Yeah, right. You can't really say that, I mean, from your standpoint, you can't really say that there's a movie that you have seen that really knocked your socks off. But the one that I really, really enjoyed was West Side Story.
Oh, I like Belfast. I like Belfast.
Yeah, I liked it, but did knock my socks off.
I like that. I have to say, I did like that. Yeah, you really sold on West Side Story.
Yeah, I just, I have to be honest, the original movie, it's always on TV a lot. I never watch it. I've seen it many times, you know. So there's no, to me, there's no need to watch it. I do like it. I like the musical score. I like the dancing. But I'm not going to watch it. I just go right by it. So this I actually watched because I was so curious to see how you could take a movie like West Side Story and try to come close to it. And as far as I'm concerned, Spielberg did such a phenomenal job. There's so many movies. You know, for instance, the third King Kong.
Yeah.
The one that had Jack Black in it, Jay Black, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Okay. That movie was produced and directed by the guy who did that trilogy, which I can never remember the name. There were three of them that just broke the movie. What's his name was in it? Sean Austin was in it. I can't think of the name. It's just, anyhow. I thought he did such a phenomenal job, and yet they snubbed him at the Oscars. And if there are King Kong movies on, and that is one of them, I will watch it again. But number two that had, what's his name in it, with, I can't even think of who played Fay Wray in the second one. I can't think of her name either. Or the original. I've seen the original so many times. It's always the best, of course. But the one that he did, the one that Jay Black is in, Jack Black, I thought was done so well, like West Side Story. So very few movies that you could take that are icons that could be made over again. Like, I mean, think about it. Could they do Bye Bye Birdie again?
No.
You know, and make it as good as the original? I doubt it. You don't have Paul Lynde.
Well, now you got Death on the Nile, and that's like...
I didn't see that.
But that movie's been done under different, slightly different titles now, like 15 times.
Uh-huh.
The one that I saw was with Peter Ustinov. I don't think it was called, maybe it was called Death on the Nile. But I know people that have watched that and really enjoyed it. But it's like the umpteenth remake of that movie.
Right. I think you just, you know, when you have such a great movie, like for instance, what's the Gone with the Wind?
Yeah.
Nobody has tried to remake that because you know what? How could you possibly get anybody that's going to be close to what's her name? Who played Scarlett?
Frankly, Pat, I don't give a damn.
It was Clark Gable and
frankly,
and whoever it was that played Scarlett. You're never ever going to get an actor and actress.
Well, also it's such a politically incorrect movie now. It's never going to be done.
Well, that's true, too, yeah.
Because the politically incorrect police are out, so right. It'll never be done again. Just like the comedy shows like McHale's Navy and stuff like that.
Right.
They'll never be done again.
Right.
Never be done again.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
So, I mean, as it is, you know, Steven Spielberg got a lot of crap for casting. You know, he should have casted certain people in certain things. So it's... It's, you know, so you'll never see the remake of Gone with the Wind.
No, I don't think so. I mean, that, you know, I mean, they've tried to do the Wizard of Oz, but you saw what happened with that, right? With Michael Jackson and Diana Ross.
It's, you know, it's hard to take a classic like that.
Yeah, you can't do it. You just can't do it. No. Absolutely.
And if you cast miniature actors in it, you get blasted for casting miniature actors in it.
Right, right. So you have to be careful. Right, yeah. Exactly. And you're going to have to be careful come Friday, because it's going to be pretty wintry. So Marshall, you have to think about that, because you have to get in the morning, and it's at that time it's going to be snowing.
Well, what the heck? Snow I can deal with. Ice, no.
Okay.
I can deal with snow. I can't deal with ice. All right. That's the news. We'll know more about that Friday storm tomorrow, probably, tomorrow. Right?
Absolutely.
All right, Pat. I'll speak to you mañana.
Okay. Bye, Marshall.
Take care. I'm Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio.